welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're also podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Day 6, ladies and gentlemen, in our KSFR fun drive, and we want to start off with a report from the control room. How are we doing? Are we a third of the way there, halfway there?
Oh, we are on the cusp of being halfway to the total.
That is wonderful.
We are almost at $60,000. Almost at 60.
And our goal, our fund drive goal,
$126,000.
So, $126,000.
Considering this is just the end of the first work week, and it's only 8 o'clock in the morning, I think we are in very nice shape. But we cannot become complacent. And in the last couple of hours, I suspect complacency.
I do.
We did not do as well in Democracy Now! As we usually do. We did not make our match, which is breaking my heart. So we need to, it's all up to you, Mary Charlotte. We need to regain momentum this morning.
This suspicion may turn into an accusation.
That's
true. If the phones do not begin to ring. Ladies and gentlemen, 428-1393, 428-1393 is the number. Or if you are out of area, you're one of our new listeners, somewhere from Albuquerque to Taos and east and west. What are the eastern and western boundaries of our new, improved 101.1 signal?
I don't know.
Robert Knott might know. He's with us.
Is it
Cimarron to Santa Rosa?
What are you talking about? The range that the law is looking for me in? What did you ask?
Yeah, the sheriff was here looking around for a guy with horn-rimmed glasses and a kind of 1940s film noir accent.
Well, the only bars I've been behind are the ones down there in Evangelos and the cowgirl, so, and that's usually after I'm there too much drinking. So what are we doing today?
Well, the toll-free number, which is what I was trying to get to, is 866-907-KSFR, 866-907-5737. And we are looking for 20 calls this hour, 20 calls.
Now, that is not an unreasonable expectation at all.
In fact, it is a more than reasonable expectation.
Given that you have thousands of listeners.
That is so true. One of them is City Councilor Rebecca Wurzberger, who joins us here at the Santa Fe Baking Company. Welcome.
Good morning, Charlotte.
So, you are a KSFR listener.
Oh, yes. I am, definitely. That's probably the only radio station I listen to, I have to admit.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you don't probably listen to city council meetings because you're at them.
Right, and I would avoid that. I wouldn't want to see it again.
But tell us what you like about KSFR and about public radio.
Well, what I love is, I love your show. I mean, this is going to sound like,
patting me on the back. Go ahead, but no. Make my day.
No, it's, I think it's a highlight of everybody's day when you can get up and have an intelligent conversation about what's happening or not happening in this city and this world, and you do that.
We try to limit the ones about what's not happening.
It's implied.
That's a very good point. So 428-1393 is the number. Would you like to make a shout-out to people who are in government?
Shout-out. Anybody at City Hall, just leave. You have the day off. Go get your checkbook and write a check to KSFR.
Is that for real?
I'm not the mayor today, too bad.
Oh, okay.
I did that legitimately, but you could take your 15-minute break and do this. Let's support the station.
428-1393. Now, there is a very special conference coming up.
Yes, I'm very excited. We have our first international conference on creative tourism, sponsored in conjunction with the members of the UNESCO Creative Cities Network, of which there are 13, and I want to make a special outreach to the community to come on Sunday afternoon to the convention center. It's a community convention center, brand new. Come at 3 o'clock to 4:30 for a free tea reception where you'll have a chance to meet all the international delegates who are coming here. We expect about 80 at this point, as well as 100-something nationally. But we're really making an outreach to have you come meet the people that are part of the Creative Cities Network. They're coming from Popayan, Colombia, Sevilla, Spain, Japan, Kobe, Japan, China, Bologna.
Now, what do creative cities have in common, and what do they share when they get together?
Well, when we get together, we share ideas for how to make a better connection between our creative cultures and our economy. That's a main thing that we're looking at. And we're using the creative tourism mode to do this at this particular conference. And creative tourism being, don't just come and look at what we have, don't just come and buy it, but come and actually have an authentic experience with the artist in making something. So you can get a little better understanding of the history of the art form, as well as experience of doing it yourself. And that makes lifelong learning. That makes a, you know, makes a different different tourist.
So these tourists are going to come and throw porcelain at the Heidi Lowen Porcelain Gallery.
Yes, they are.
And do
they're
oil painting.
That's right. They're going to be building an Orno at the Children's Museum. They're going to be working with the Wise Fools group to learn how to be circus performers.
You have to watch the liability issues on the trapeze artists.
I would think so.
Training when you have...
I will be doing
55
that
55-year-old tourists coming
yeah.
in and...
Well, we may have some young ones, too, but... be able to do it. And we got some pretty healthy 55-year-olds.
Well, that's true.
Certainly in Santa Fe.
So what can local Santa Feans get out of this conference?
Well, they'll have an opportunity to meet these people. I think it's always good when one goes outside one's own boundaries and one's own culture to meet people and learn what's happening other places in the world. In terms of just being entertained, we're also doing a free cinema series at the Convention Center from Sunday to Thursday from 7 to 9. And what we're showing are classic films that relate to each of the countries who are represented, some of which many of us have seen before, like Passion of Tango with dancers from Sevilla and Buenos Aires, The Body Snatcher with Boris Karloff, which was made in Edinburgh.
Hey, do you have a comment on that one, Robert? That sounds like the kind of thing that you'd have a comment on.
That's
the Body Snatcher.
That's on TV before Halloween. You should go see it. But go see it at this thing. It's scary.
It's
about people that snatch bodies.
Hence the title.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
What else?
Well, they can come. All of these events are free. If they want to come to the actual conference, it's $100 a day, including lunch and part of dinner. Well, all of dinner. And,
I was going to say, they just give you
the only good nipple, right? No. I'm not awake yet, Mary Charlotte. I told you I couldn't do this at 8 o'clock in the morning. I have five, but I can't talk yet.
You need caffeine.
I'm working on it right here. No, but they'll have a chance. They can actually come on throughout the week for one different session. In the afternoon, we have panels. In the morning, we have keynote addresses from speakers that vary as far away as New Zealand, talking about what is creative tourism. That's the first place in the world that they really coined creative tourism. We have a wonderful speaker on Monday morning, Charles Landry, who's an economist and a planner, has been writing about what makes a city creative. He's been doing that for 25 years. So they'd have a chance to come and also participate in the conference.
What are like two things that make a city creative?
The people. Number one, it's the people and the culture. The historical culture and the historical involvement in creativity, which, of course, that relates back to the kind of people. And Santa Fe is a wonderful example because we've had this for 400 years.
If people want to find out more information, whom should they call or what should they look up on the Internet?
They should look on the Internet at santafecreativetourism.org.
Okay. And is there a number they can call to sign up or anything like that?
Probably
on the website.
Just look at the website.
SantaFeCreativeTourism.org. Rebecca Wurzberger is city councilor. Come back again soon and talk about other city things.
Thank you.
Robert Knott.
She's pretty attractive for a city councilor, don't you think?
I wouldn't even put that qualification on it.
Well, I would.
She's putting her beautiful earrings back on. 428-1393 is the number if you would like to make a contribution to KSFR. We're not just saying if you would like to. We're asking you to. We're actively asking you to get off of your chair or out of your bed, onto your feet, over to your phone. Now, maybe it's somebody like me who has their telephone by their bed, and they can just sort of reach out one languid, uncaffeinated arm and pull the telephone in and make a contribution. By calling 428-1393, and then just like sort of go to sleep again, listen with one ear.
Oh, now you put on the soothing and go back to sleep. First of all, she's saying, get out of bed, you lazy bums, give us some money. Then she's saying, then afterwards, you go back to sleep. Some people have to go to work.
That's a good point. And so those who have to go to work, they can just take the 3 minutes or less that it takes to make a contribution to KSFR.
You got this angled down good. You guys are ready for everything.
Well, we are ready for everything because we are public radio, and public radio is ready for everything. We are ready to tell the news,
Well, how much are you ready for, Mary Charlotte?
I am
waking
ready.
Up here now. How much? What are the range of donations? Maybe everybody knows.
You know, we had a child who came in once with $5 from their allowance. That was very nice and very sweet. We, you know, there are people. You know what? This is my rule of thumb. If you are a professional and you make whatever amount per hour you bill, if you can give 2 hours of your time, what do you think about that, Rebecca?
I think that's great.
And if you're a wage worker, same thing. If you're working for the Santa Fe Living Wage, or if you're working for $10 an hour, or you're working for $15 an hour, and you can afford two hours of your time, whatever that is, maybe $20 or $30.
Wait, 2 hours of my salary?
If you take your annual salary and divide
it. I take my annual salary.
And divide it by 52 weeks a year, and divide that by 40 hours a week, and you do that math, that it comes out to X dollars per hour, and then you give a contribution.
This is a fine thing. Now, to give a contribution, you got to go to math class. How am I going to do all this division and multiplying?
You just estimate.
Why don't I just open a wallet? If I get $8 and I realize I have to have a croissant for $2, the other $6 is going to Camel Rock.
You can. What? Why do I put up with this man?
I don't know.
Explain that to me. 428-1393.
Well, what I see, though, is what you're saying is that every dollar counts. And do what you can, because you need to make your match.
That's right.
Less than the living wage for the city of Santa Fe. I work about 50 to 60 hours, so I will
commit
right now. No, I'm not going to. I'm just going to get out of it. Meanwhile, I will commit to give $50.
Thank you.
I will call and do that.
City Councilor Rebecca Wurzberger has made the commitment to give $50. If she can do it, so can you, ladies and gentlemen. 428-1393.
So can you.
So, Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he is with us every Friday speaking of the arts.
I certainly am. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm going to shift seats here in a minute. What do you want to know about art?
I was thinking that, speaking of the arts, we might talk about art.
Okay, the cover story for the Pasatiempo is about decoding design, which graphic designer Maggie McNabb, M-A-C-N-A-B, has a new book out called Decoding Design, Understanding and Using Symbols in Visual Communication. Nice little piece by Paul Weideman today in the paper. And she's going to be signing, as well as a lot of other New Mexican women authors this weekend, at the Milner Plaza on Saturday the 27th, pretty much a 10 to 5 deal, where a bunch of women authors in various...
Did you know that we had 7 of those bunch on our show yesterday?
Well, 7 is a bunch.
7 is a bunch, and they were fabulous.
Was there some you liked better than others? Be honest.
Oh, no. I like them all the same.
I knew you were going to play the political angle here.
That's what I say to my little dogs every day. All three of you, I love you all the same.
I know, that's nice. Anyway... Museum Hill is going to be the venue for the New Mexico Women Authors Book Festival from 10 to 5 tomorrow. Roughly 80 writers, and they'll be up there. Various book signings, book readings, book antics, everything from...
book antics? Can you say more about the book antics angle?
I show up a little early this week to try to help you out, and I managed to use a word that perhaps is a little, shall we say, salacious in terms of the proper text. And
you mean inappropriate?
There you go.
I call you out every day, and you love it.
Yeah, you call me a lot, that's for sure. Our cell phone's been ringing off the hook. So that's tomorrow. It's free. Go on up there. And I don't know about the book antics, but I know there's children and other authors, and I know there's stuff happening, and poetry and fiction and this and that.
And it's wonderful. And you know what we did yesterday? We had 7 authors, and we gave away 3 books by each author. Not all of them are gone yet. And so what is happening is, if you go to the website and look at my website, santafe.radiocafe.org, and look at the front page of the site, which has the names of the 7 authors and the names of their books, you can call our pledge line, 428-1393, and for a contribution of $45, you can get any one of those books. What do you think about that, Robert? And some of them look really good. I haven't read them yet.
Is there any erotica? Over at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, Georgia O'Keeffe and the Camera, The Art of Identity, opens, runs through February 1st. The public opening is 10 o'clock today, and tonight 5 to 8 is free. Friday nights are free at the Georgia O'Keeffe, so consider going by there and seeing over 75 paintings and photographs by and of Mrs. O'Keeffe. 217 Johnson Street, phone number 946-1000.
And we have a report from the control room.
Hey, you two.
What's that?
Speak to us.
I will. I have some thank yous.
Oh, goody.
Dot Foil, your friends at our friends at Dot Foil. Want to say thank you to this morning. Lou Schreiber. Lou Schreiber.
Yay,
thank
Lou,
you
thank
so
you.
Much, Lou.
We love Dot Foil.
Uh-huh.
We
yes,
love
we
Lou.
Do. Yes, we do. Dara Wolf.
We love
Dara,
all our listeners.
Don't interrupt me. I don't interrupt you. Well, yes, I do. Okay. All right, fine.
No comment.
For a change. Dara Wills. Thank you, Dara.
Thank you, Dara.
And Carol Carpenter. Carol, thank
Yay,
you very much
Carol.
For your call
Yay.
To the Radio Cafe.
And she's with Wild Earth Guardians, which is a wonderful organization that had a big fun drive last night. And so if any of you were there and you realized that one of the ways you got involved with that and one of the ways that they publicize their mission is by going on KSFR, then think of the synergy and give a call to 428-1393.
Absolutely. Now, your goal for the hour is 20 phone calls, correct?
20 phone calls.
Uh-huh. And we so far have 5 of those 20.
Okay, well then we're in excellent shape. All we need is 15 more. Call right now, 428-1393. Please help me reach my goal of 20 calls. It doesn't matter if you give a very small contribution. It doesn't matter if you give a very large contribution. Whatever you can do, please do it. Do it now, 428-1393. Let's get to 20 calls by the top of the hour. Robert Knott.
Oh, me again. Film Noir 2008, continuing at the screen.
Have you been going?
I've seen a couple of them, and I'm going to recommend The Breaking Point today at 5 o'clock. Great John Garfield picture. The Sweet Smell of Success tomorrow at noon, followed by Night in the City with Richard Widmark. These are terrific. On Sunday at noon, they have Armored Car Robbery, a snappy little B picture with a lot of gunplay, plus Adele Jorgens. So it's running 3 more days at the screen on the College of Santa Fe campus, 473-6494.
There's nothing like noir.
There certainly isn't, including Pinot Noir. Now, at the screen also Tuesday night is Red Heroin. What do you know about that?
Nothing.
Well, it's a 1929 silent kung fu movie about this rear-end kicking dame that takes vengeance on the bad guys that devastated her village.
I need to see that movie.
I was thinking the same thing.
I thought you lived it.
And
not at all. Au contraire.
Hmm.
It's got live music by the Devil Music Ensemble. It's at 7:15, and I did a Q&A with the musicians. I did not see the movie, so I couldn't write with any great authority about it. But it's a good little Q&A in the Pasta Tempo, Red Heroin, at the screen, Tuesday night. And a movie I like playing over at Regal Stadium 14, Ghost Town. Looks like a goofy movie, but it's a really sweet movie.
Did you see it? Was it good? Because I think you were worried that it was going to be sort of silly.
I was worried, and it turns out to be a really sweet little movie with some nice performances, good little script. So it's a good picture. Go see it if you like sweet, heartwarming, feel-good movies that have a little bit of a message and maybe are, you know, unrealistic, but nonetheless.
That's really that dude who dies on the operating table and comes back to life and he sees all these ghosts and they hassle him.
Yeah, but it's more than that, actually. It turns out not to be that, which is nice.
Is it a chick flick?
I think...
Or is it a dude flick?
I feel bad that I said Rebecca was attractive, even though she is. And having said that, now put me in this element of sexism where I have to make a comment as to whether it's a chick flick.
I think
it'd be a good movie to take a woman to, and how?
I love your tact.
Can you explain how?
No.
Listen,
no.
I don't think it's sexist to say that a woman's attractive.
Okay.
You compliment my outfit every week. It's probably a lie, but I like it.
Well,
you're wearing the same outfit every week?
No, every week it's a different outfit.
Hmm. Well, that's why I keep complimenting her.
428-1393 is the number. We're looking for 20 phone calls by the top of the hour. It's not even the bottom of the hour yet. 428-1393. And we've got there's a surprise coming within about 5 minutes.
Is it here yet?
Half of the surprise.
Half of
it's
here? Okay.
The other half has yet to flutter in.
Let's not open it until
wings.
Let's not open it till both ends are here.
Excellent. 428-1393, 1-866-907-5737, 907-KSFR. The reason we do a fun drive is because we need to. The reason you contribute is because you like KSFR and you realize that it's not free and you just realize that what it takes to make this station happen is to make the contribution by calling 428-1393.
I want to mention Willie Murphy, Navajo painter, signing copies of the 2009 Enchanting New Mexico calendar, published incidentally by New Mexico Magazine. 5 to 7 p.m. today at Art Exchange Gallery, which, just so you know, is at 60 East San Francisco Street, Suites 213 and 214. And that's from 5 to 7, and it's free at the Art Exchange Gallery tonight. And a couple of theater pieces running through the weekend. Tartuffe, last weekend for the Art and Players. El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe, 1615B, Paseo de Peralta. Here's the phone number. 983-4002. Pretty decent production. I liked it. Some good acting. And Theater Grotesco's 12th Night continues at Steeran Hall at the Santa Fe Opera, north of town, 474-8400. I wrote a review of it, today's Passatiempo, and that speaks for itself, but I think visually they are always exciting. It's a very visually stimulating piece.
A surprise has descended upon us.
Oh, what could it be?
In the form of two august gentlemen named Ira Gordon, who is the operations director from KBAC and K-Blue, and Scott Matthews, who's the operations director from KVSF-FM Project KQBA. Did I say that right?
You got that right, yeah.
Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Ira and Scott, good morning. Dale here.
Wait a minute. Why are they august gentlemen and I'm stuck in July? What's going on here?
Just the way you are.
We'll call them September gentlemen.
Yeah, I think we're September gentlemen now.
To be more accurate.
It's great to have us on, on our air. It's great to have you on our air.
Well, thank you.
Dale, I don't think we've ever been referred to as half a surprises before.
Either, I understand. So. Yeah, I know. I'm not having the best morning.
So what are you doing?
You're
here,
a great surprise.
If I may ask.
Well, we were actually at the Florida Guardians dinner last night, too, so we heard you talking about it, and we thought we'd just drop in with some, well, we're hoping it's cash. We have an envelope in our hand, and I have not opened it yet, so it could just be a gift certificate to the Santa Fe Baking Company, but let me hand it to you, Mary Charlotte.
I'm going to hold the ripping noise up to the microphone.
We want as much authenticity as possible.
Why don't you let me open that? I could be the best one to handle
that. That's true. He's independent.
Do you hear the ripping?
Uh-huh.
It is a check from Hutton Broadcasting Company for, made out to KSFR, for the fund drive. For $5,000.
Whoa!
There you go.
That's why I love you guys.
Well, we are so proud of our sister station, Public Radio, and we really consider you part of the family, of the Hutton family, and that's why we wanted to make this donation this morning.
Well, we really do appreciate it, Ira and Scott Hutton, of course. And it is really, I think, a great collaboration that we share. We, of course, do provide news to two of the Hutton stations, and that's fun, and it helps, from our perspective, it helps KSFR become all the better known on among our audience and your audience here in Santa Fe, and it helps provide information that is important to the community. We just love working with you.
By our wonderful news team, led by the marvelous Bill Dupuy.
Yes, he does a wonderful job.
That
really
is
a unique partnership all over the country. You don't see this kind of partnership anywhere else in the country but right here in Santa Fe.
I'm unaware of it, Scott. Yeah.
And I think that's what we're most proud of, is that we're able to work with KSFR on providing such fantastic news to the community.
And it's because you guys are a commercial station or commercial set of stations, we're a public station. And I guess because the town is the kind of town that it is, we all just cooperate and...
That's correct.
Exactly.
Well, we support each other.
Well, and
coagulate, too.
And you know, particularly KBAC and KSFR really are two, despite the fact one is for-profit and one is not, they are two community radio stations. And there are years of proof behind that assertion for both of us. So we're happy to be partnered from time to time, and we are happy to grow that relationship in the years to come.
We look forward to further collaborations, indeed.
And we're going to make a lunch date, right, Ira?
That's indeed.
Yeah, okay. I guess I'm going to have to buy now.
And now the whole world knows. 428-1393. If somebody would like to match that contribution, if the 15 callers who haven't called
yet be nice.
would make a contribution, that a collective contribution that adds up to $5,000, that would definitely break a record for the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
That would be wonderful. I got a couple of thank yous here, too, on this end.
Excellent.
Zelly Pollan.
Thank you, Zelly.
Zelly is so great. She's a journalist. She's been to Iraq a number of times, has worked with us in the past, and apparently is in town at the moment, or else listening online. And Ted Harrison, Mary Charlotte's friends at Commonwealth Conservancy as well.
Thank you so much.
And just one last word to everybody there from Hutton. This is just a wonderful gift that will certainly help bring our fun drive closer to the end. And love having you there.
Well, we're certainly glad to do it.
So, Scott Matthews and Ira Gordon, I want to thank you both so much for being here and for the generosity. And thanks, Scott Hutton, for us at Hutton Broadcasting.
We certainly will.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to take a little break right now to hear from our beloved underwriters. Please stay tuned. And while these underwriting announcements are going on, listen to them with one ear and with the other. Put your phone up to it and call 428-1393, 428-1393, or 1-866-907-KSFR.
And we're back here with Robert Knott. The inevitable.
Your voice suddenly gotten so sultry?
Because when I see you, sultriness inevitably follows.
Well, I wish it would follow me.
Do you believe
more
me?
Often. What are we talking about? I want to talk about the hip hop lecture tonight at 6:30.
Oh yes, I do.
Idris, I-D-R-I-S, Goodwin, is going to team up with hip-hop theater artist Danny H-O-C-H, Hawk, and others from 6:30 to 8:30 at the CCA, 1050 Old Pecos Trail. Got to pay to get in. Call 982-1338 for the hip-hop lecture. Meanwhile, here's something right up Mary Charlotte's line.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, 8 o'clock tonight.
What, new shoes?
The Sympathy Pains of Ulysses. Not to be mixed up with the Santa Fe Sympathy. The Burden of the Modern Novel. Now, this is a lecture by Jay Dixon, who's an associate professor of English and the Humanities at the Reed College. Tonight, he'll be chatting about the Sympathy Pains of Ulysses at 8 o'clock, Great Hall, Peterson Student Center, St. John's College.
Did you say shouting about?
Speaking about.
You said shouting about.
Well, maybe Ulysses was shouting. Isn't he the guy that met up with the sirens? And the?
That would be he.
And all the Hercules was his buddy and all that? What do you know about Ulysses?
Well, also known as Odysseus, he took a really long time to get home.
Must have swung through Gallup or something, got lost in
France. And then when he got home, his dog, who was really old, recognized him, even though he'd been gone for a really, really, really long time.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? That's a story of Rip Van Winkle.
No, that's a story in the Odyssey.
And you mean dog, Rip Van Winkle? He stole the story from Rip Van Winkle?
No, it's the other way around. And his dog sees him. And he recognizes him. And, of course, Odysseus is in disguise, and so he's not supposed to be recognized. But his dog recognizes him, and then his dog dies.
Wait a minute. Why does a guy come back after 20 years in disguise? What do you do, leave on with some credit in town or something?
No, because all these dudes are trying to seduce his wife, and so he's ready to go and beat them all up.
Well, after 20 years, she ought to be seduced. What's going on? A guy leaves his wife for 20 years, she has every right to go get seduced. Comes back in disguise. This is a
your
Rip Van,
words
they stole
in God's
right from
ear.
Rip Van Winkle. They took the whole story from the guy goes up in the mountains for 20 years to play bowling with the midgets, and the next thing you know, he comes back, and this is terrible.
Every week I think, can the desecration get any worse? And every week it does.
Never mind the desecration. I'm going to throw some dilapidation at you in a minute.
4281393 is the number. How many calls do we have? We need a report from the control room. 4281393, because we're looking for 20 calls. I think we're up to almost 10, maybe 10. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have 13 minutes to get on the phone and make a call, 4281393.
I mean 13 minutes. What time is it?
I mean 20, yeah, 13. It's, wait a minute.
No, not 10 yet. Not 10 yet. Try 8.
We don't
eight.
Have 10 yet. We
Try
have 8
eight.
Calls. Okay, so we need another 12 calls.
And we got to get them, because we're all feeling kind of blue.
By 13, I meant 23. It's 8:37.
Okay.
There you go with the math again, trying to fool people.
Listen, at least I don't have orders of magnitude problems.
I had some of that when I was a teenager. The doctor gave me some penicillin, cleared it right up. You're going to ruin my reputation around town.
Your reputation?
Now, the Santa Fe Wine and Chili Fiesta, well, also known as the Santa Fe Wine and Chili Fiesta, includes food and wine tastings, live auction, cooking demonstrations by guest chefs. And if you want to know more about it, check out SantaFeWineAndChili.org, 438-8060. Kicks off this weekend. Henry Butler, the blues pianist, speaking of having the blues, he's going to perform tonight at Gig over on 2nd Street. You've got to pay to get in, 8 o'clock. At the Pyramid Cafe, you got Turkish folk music tonight by Tunya Akinsilar. At the Ore House, Billy D is doing the blues, like everybody around here, 3:30 to 6:30. Night trains at the La Fiesta Lounge at La Fonda tonight at 8 o'clock. And the Stardust Cowboys at El Paseo Bar and Grill doing 70s rock, 9 o'clock. I wonder if they're going to do Love is in the Air. That's great.
Okay, 9 calls.
Excellent.
This caller has asked if Robert would sing before the hour's over.
Oh, I think Love in the Air is just on the tips of his lips.
Now you put me on the spot. I always sing better when it's, what do you call it, extraneous? You know?
Extemporaneous.
Well, pretend you're going out of something else and then break into it.
All right, I'll do that later. Ask me to do stuff. Are we auctioning off one of those luncheons?
Oh, right.
We are.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me. There are two premiums available this hour, and that is, can you believe it, lunch with me and Robert Knott. And one of them is at, correct me if I'm wrong, Dad, one of them is at the Cowgirl, and one of them is at the rail.
Okay, I need to correct you because...
There she goes again. Worse than Reagan.
One is at the Cowgirl, one's at Pronzo.
And one is at the Zia.
One's at the Zia.
That's what I have on my email. One's at the Zia and one's at the Cowgirl.
Well, I had three lunches down here.
And for, Robert
gone from 2 to 3 to 4. All I know is this. We're not doing the thing we did last year where we give in to the people that join us. Remember the one day with the nudists? We weren't even outdoors. I mean, one thing, if we took a picnic.
I don't think lunch in the hot tub is the worst idea.
No, you didn't that day either.
So, for a $100 donation, if you call 428-1393, you can have a nice lunch with me and Robert. And there's two available. And the first two people who get them, who make a contribution of $100, we had fun last time. We met really, really nice and interesting people.
We did. That's true.
Yeah.
But I don't like how that chocolate.
Hey, whoever you are, keep in touch. We never heard from them again. They didn't write. They didn't call. They didn't text. They didn't page.
Had their way with us and sent us on our way.
They didn't email.
Nothing. What do you know about that guy Tchaikovsky?
Tchaikovsky?
Yeah, him.
The Russian composer?
Yeah, is he any related to Ulysses? Any of that same sort of nonsense you just fed us?
Read my lips. No.
Well, I don't know what kind of life this character lived, but the Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra and Choruses are going to present violinist Ann Akiko Myers and pianist Yuha Wang at 4 p.m. at the Lenzik, and Craig Smith wrote about it in the Critical Ear column in Pasta Tempo today. 988-1234, 4 o'clock Sunday, the Tchaikovsky Festival.
Excellent.
Incidentally, that same day, Jason S. Shapiro is going to talk about his new book, Before Santa Fe, Archaeology of the City Different. 2 to 4 o'clock at the Courtyard of the Palace of the Governor, Sunday. It's free. And Paul Weideman wrote about this in the Pasta Tempo today, see page 40. Also, we have book reviews. The book review page is now on Pasta. And we have new art reviews by our new visual arts writer, Doug Fairfield, who I sometimes call Fairchild, but mostly I call him Doug. And he's a pretty good guy.
Hey, I have a favor that I need to ask our dear friends in the control room. We have one more premium that was just added, and that is a pair of tickets to the Mambo Room. One pair of tickets for this Saturday. This is what the email says. 4 dance floors on 3 levels, full bar, lounge seating, comfortable amenities, beautiful nightclub atmosphere. It's at the lounge. It's 21... the Lodge, sorry. It's 21 and over, ID required. It's the Mambo Room. It's hot New York salsa. It's tomorrow night, and there is at 7 o'clock, I mean, at 8:30, there is a dance lesson, and then at 9 or 9:30, the party begins, and it is the hottest salsa party in town. And so for a contribution of $35, you can get a pair of tickets. But tell our dear friends in the control room, I mean, in the pledge room, that they should make a note of that.
How many are there?
One pair of tickets.
Excellent.
Okay.
Consider it done.
I am considering that.
We still need 10 more calls, by the way.
Here comes Brian O'Keefe from the Amnesty International chapter of Santa Fe with a contribution.
I love it.
He and his wife have made a contribution. Are we up to 10 yet?
Yeah, we need 10 more.
Does that get included?
That gets, of course,
I'll
gets
even,
included.
Yeah, sure, we can include that.
He put it in my hot little hand right now. It's included.
We need 9 more calls. 9 more calls.
428-1393.
We have 18 minutes.
428-1393. Hey, I also got a message from some folks that said this weekend many registered voters across the state will receive a vote-by-mail application accompanied by some campaign literature, I guess from the Obama campaign. They can vote by mail. Voting by mail is a way to vote early. And I have also heard, and I have not verified this, but I have heard that there are some fraudulent vote-by-mail applications also going out. And so if you get a vote-by-mail application, please check the postage-paid envelope and see where it's addressed to. Because if it's addressed anywhere other than the Santa Fe County Clerk's Office, then it is not valid. So voting by mail gives you a chance to research the candidates because you've got all the time in the world to actually fill out the ballot. And it also allows you to bypass the line on election day.
And voting's important even if the politicians aren't.
The politicians are, as time has proven.
8 more calls is what we need. 8 more calls to make your 20-call goal.
Quota.
I have a thank you here. Paul Maher. Paul, a belated cat vote. I know you're going to like this. A belated cat vote in honor of his beautiful bride, Brianna, and the cats she has rescued.
That's
Boxter,
right.
Bailey, Brady, and Bella.
That's terrific. 4 Bs. See that? Remember we had the cat and dog poll, and you double-crossed me and added
beautiful.
Up all the numbers after I left, and you said there were like 84 dogs and -2 for cats.
Well, you know what won this year?
What?
Cats, baby.
Cats won this year.
Cats won 2-1, Robert.
Where was I?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
It was a landslide.
It was a
cat fur slide.
It was a catwalk.
Okay, well, I have both, so I try to be equal with them. Speaking of which, both. Closet Cinema of Albuquerque presents the 6th Annual Southwest Gay and Lesbian Film Festival.
Yay!
Several titles are playing here in Santa Fe at the Vargas, screening over at the DeVargas Mall, Regal DeVargas and DeVargas Center on Guadalupe Street, starting tomorrow, including the really interesting short movie 88 Years in the Closet, which is about a woman who spent that long keeping her sexuality a secret. A very interesting documentary called 10 More Good Years, and another one called She's a Boy I Knew.
You mean that she lived to be 98?
Well, she's still alive, but she is finally came out of the closet, and it's interesting. I think it would make a good feature picture, actually, but it's done in like 30 minutes. So that's happening at DeVargas. There's a little piece on it in my film column. I'm going to give you a phone number, 505-243-1870. And along those lines, tomorrow, the Governor's Council on Film and Media Industries is holding a town hall from 9:30 to 4 o'clock in room 307 at the Roundhouse, which is open to everybody to come talk about how the film community, film industry, is impacting your communities, be it good or bad. And I intend to be there and see what's going on. Here's a phone number to call. You need to let them know you're coming, supposedly. 476-5604. 9:30 to 4 tomorrow, room 307, Roundhouse, over on Old Santa Fe Trail and Paseo de Prata.
Hey, the talented and wonderful classical guitarist Roberto Capocchi is doing a concert tomorrow, the 27th, at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space at the College of Santa Fe. It's a solo recital, and it's free for College of Santa Fe students and faculty, and there's an entrance charge for everybody else. And they are doing all sorts of really great music, a lot of it Spanish, but not all of it, classical guitar music.
Hey, we just had a call from somebody who is a friend. Well, I'm not sure friend is exactly the word, who knows Robert and says if we do get the 8 additional calls between now and 9 o'clock, that's another $100, $100 pledge.
I love it. It's what we call a match made in heaven. So we need, so if he called, that means we only need another 7 calls, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so 7 more calls. We've got 15 minutes to do it, 428-1393. 428-1393. Make your contribution to KSFR.
Now, as promised, I'm going to do the hand puppetry now for your viewers to help encourage.
I think they're called listeners.
But the hand puppet routine with the socks won't work.
It will not.
But there's okay. I thought I was going to do a little funny thing with a doggy and a kitty talking to each other.
You can make the sounds.
No, there's no point. You've ruined everything. Santa Fe Model Railroad Show. All aboard. Santa Fe County Fairs. On the grounds of the Santa Fe County Fairgrounds. 3229 Rodeo Road on Sunday, 10 to 6. Go out there. You like model railroads? Go check it out.
Tomorrow at the Santa Fe Complex at 632 Agua Fria Street in Santa Fe, it's the prologue for Occam's Razor, which is a show that's opening on October 18th, and it is some of the simplest instruments. It's basically a concert. Robert Bassara, composer, musician, musical instrument fabricator, who's traveled all over the world to collect and study the numerous traditional uses of tribal instruments, is going to be doing a program. And so that's at Santa Fe Complex. And there's much, much more to say. They sort of didn't really follow the Occam's Razor concept in the press release, but that's okay. It's at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Would you ask Robert to explain the Occam's Razor concept?
Robert, would you like to explain the Occam's Razor concept?
Occam's Razor should only be used a couple of times before he replaces the blade. It's just like everybody else's concept. What do I got to do? Explain how to shave for these people? And if he's doing his legs, like some of us do, I don't want to mention names, then he should really change the blades
again?
Out.
Occam's Razor is a principle attributed to the 14th century English logician and Franciscan friar William of Occam. And the principle states that the explanation of any phenomenon should make as few assumptions as possible. So basically, and eliminating those that make no difference in the observable predictions of the hypothesis or theory.
Listen to that. You sound like the Tin
basically,
Man after he gets his brain in the Wizard
for,
of Oz.
For the record, I didn't ask you. I asked him.
I know. And he said his, and I said mine.
The hypothesis of 14 square roots. What's it matter?
It's my show.
It's like doing the math.
Oh sure. Pull rank again.
428-1393 is the number. And if you are a scientist and you know what Occam's Razor is, explain it to our phone volunteers. I think the actual easiest explanation is keep it simple.
Come on the show to have fun. We got to talk about Ulysses and Occam's Razor.
Keep It Simple is the name of a great song by Keller Williams,
who's my
current new favorite artist.
That's right. Your musical taste has been transformed.
I know.
And transfixiated.
It's sick. Anyway.
Let's say you want to get out of town for reasons we can't explain. You want to go to Taos. This weekend, the 34th Annual Taos Fall Arts Festival takes place at the Taos Civic Center on Civic Plaza Drive. B, the High Road to Taos Art Tour from Chimayo to Peñasco. Artists are opening their studios and homes 10 to 5 both days. And the C, Taos County Studio Tour, which basically runs all week long from this week through next weekend at the headquarters of the Kachina Lodge Gallery. You want more information? There's phone numbers and websites, but you could also open up page 84 of the Paso Tempo calendar and see what it says happening up in Taos. Incidentally, press releases, you know the routine, and sometimes we sound like we're lecturing. Make sure they are correct, please. Meet your deadlines. Give us a name, the title, where it is, what the address is, what the phone number, the price, etc., etc. That way, when Occam's Razor meets Ulysses, and we realize they've both been stealing from Rip Van Winkle, we can at least lodge a formal complaint with the city councilors.
Hey, we're down to 5 calls needed now. Michael Odza. Michael just called, responding to the challenge in honor of Robert Knott.
Yay!
Hey, Michael, how
in
are you?
In honor of Robert Knott.
I'm loving it.
They got a little plaque on one of the county jail cells in my name.
Seems like an oxymoron to me.
I'm not any kind of moron. Watch what you say.
428-1393 is the number. 5 more calls. We can do it in 10 minutes. If you're calling out of area, 866-907-5737, 866-907-KSFR. And I want to announce that tomorrow you can join hundreds of runners for the annual El Dorado Community School 5K and 1 mile fun run. Proceeds from the run benefit the physical education and other programs at El Dorado Community School. It begins at 8 o'clock in front of the school at 2 Avenida Torreon. And then the run walk begins at 9 o'clock. There's entrance fees, and there will be prizes and all sorts of good things. And also, world-class Kenyan runners from the Santa Fe Amerikenyan Running Club will be on hand at the starting line to cheer on runners and run alongside some of them. And we were hoping to get them. I wasn't able to get them on the air this year, but it sounds like they are truly fabulous athletes.
How much time do we have?
9 minutes.
Okay.
I think that's enough
for
those 5 calls.
Okay, there's a Handel celebration of English song on Wednesday.
Can you handle it?
John Dowland, Henry Purcell, Vaughn Williams. Their music's going to be presented by the Santa Fe Pro Musica. I can't even handle you. Believe me, I've tried. 8 p.m. Wednesday at Loretto Chapel, 211 Old Santa Fe Trail. Tickets available at the box office, 988-4640. See Critical Ear today. Remember the couple we went to lunch with last year, and at the end of the lunch we said, why did you want to have lunch with us? And they said, we wanted to find out more about this relationship. That was kind of funny.
To which we both looked at each other in a rather bemused way.
Said, what relationship? Yeah, I know. It's very comical. There's a lot of good art openings tonight at the Handel Gallery, no pun from the other Handel, 616 and a half. Canyon Road, Susan Gott Glass Sculpture.
4 more calls needed. Paul Schmolk. Paul, a regular listener, challenges all real estate appraisers to pledge.
All right. All real estate appraisers, all real estate people, 428-1393. Make a pledge within your means.
With the housing market what it is today, that's a fine challenge to make.
Hey,
here, let me hold that check that they gave you. Let me see if we can sign that over to me.
Let's just see if we can. Hey, tonight at St. John's at the Great Hall Peterson Student Center, there is, did you say this already? Lecture? Yes, you did.
Was it about Ulysses?
Yes.
We went to that conversation.
Yes, we did.
Tonight.
I take it all back.
There will be no morning star. I got a song to sing to you before we leave, so give me like 3 minutes.
Hey, there's a song, there's a film. Did you talk about the film Trumbo, the documentary about Dalton Trumbo by his son Chris Trumbo, which
it's
is
over
opening
at
CCA.
At the CCA? Take it away.
And I actually, I think I'm going to be interviewing him early next week, and we'll probably be doing a ticket giveaway on this show. But in any case, it's if you want to go this weekend, it's worth going to. It's a very interesting documentary about Dalton Trumbo, who is a massively talented screenwriter who wrote movies like Spartacus and many other movies, won a number of Oscars, and he was blacklisted. He was one of the Hollywood 10.
He was, and Jonathan Richards, a local actor and freelance Paso Tempo reviewer, played Trumbo in a stage version of it a couple years ago, and I just found out he's doing the introduction of the 6 p.m. screening tonight, and I think it's great it's at 6 p.m., and I still hope people will see Trumbo sometime, but also tonight one more time at 5 p.m. at the screen. John Garfield, also blacklisted in The Breaking Point. A terrific picture. So you got 2 conceivable things to see then. They're both great. Go see them. And also CCA. to catch a thief.
Hey, two thank yous, Ralph and Sally in Cerrillos. Ralph and Sally in Cerrillos, thank you very much.
What a great last name.
That means we only need four more calls from Cerrillos, and we will have everybody in town.
I thought their name was in Cerrillos.
And also, Catherine Flynn. Catherine, tell those. Catherine says, tell those two characters to keep it up.
Oh yeah, believe me, that's always is.
I'm holding that cup of coffee in the air, and it is up.
Uh huh.
4281393 is the number. Four more calls, ladies and gentlemen. We can do it. A call a minute. There's three people there in the control room, answering phones. We know we can do it. I really want to know that my listeners, who pay lip service to liking the show, are actually willing to put their money where their mouth is.
Yes, do they really mean it?
Yeah, do they mean it? Do you mean it, ladies and gentlemen? Call 428-1393 or 1-866-907-KSFR.
Especially when it comes to you, and I only need a minute and a half here. We've grown accustomed to your face. You always make our day begin. We've grown accustomed to the tune you whistle night and noon. Accustomed to your frowns, your smiles, your up and downs. You're second nature to us now. Like breathing out and breathing in. We were serenely independent and content before we met. Surely we could always be that way again and yet. We've grown accustomed to your face, accustomed to your voice, accustomed to KSFR and MC.
Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome. I'll see you around.
We're not done yet.
What do you mean we're not done?
We've got 4 minutes left.
What am I supposed to do, ad-lib?
Yeah, you've never done that before.
Well, go ahead, say something. You do it for a while. You try to see what happens when you got a... What's the word you use for me? Degenerate? You said, 4 years of degeneration. And
no.
You know what? This is 4 years for me.
It wasn't degeneration. It was desecration.
Well, either way, the minute you put in a DE verb, you got me going. 4 years you and I have been together. You know that?
Yeah.
It's just pretty much this week.
And no children yet?
Just the canine type.
A lot of dogs, man.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't forget the doggy sound. Oh, kindred spirits. We got to send people to kindred spirits.
Yes.
Dum-da-dum-da-dum.
Kindred
spirits.
Animal sanctuary.
Let's go. They're south of town on NM14. And they're about a half mile south of the Lone Butte General Store.
That's
and they are
so
having
true.
An open house this weekend. You don't have to adopt because most of the animals are aged and old, and they're going to live out their years on this beautiful four-acre land south of town put together by Ulla Peterson and some very dedicated volunteers. 471-5366 is the phone number. You can go down and visit. There's a little mixed media in Paso Tiempo today on page 13. And there's a picture of Salvador, the puppy, who will greet you with open mouth and probably kiss you.
That's a really good dog. I know that dog.
He's friendly, and he's had a rough life. Many of them have. Some of them are up for adoption, but there's duckies, chickens, horsies, doggies, doggities, and other things. And they're all down there, and they would love for you to visit and say hello and see what they're all about. Plus, just so you know, there's lectures on things like pet food labels, nutrition, vaccinations. Check it out, 471-5366, website, kindredspiritsnm.org.
Hey, and I wanted also let people know that there's a chiropractic open house for Chiropractic Awareness Month, which is tomorrow, Saturday, September 27th, from 2 to 6. Info, door prizes, fun, and food. And you can call 983-4903 for more information. And that's 983-4903.
That's funny. I got an uncle who's a doctor in Cairo. Matter of fact, he's a chiropractor.
Oh, you just think that was so good. Hey, do we have our 20 calls yet? 428-1393?
18. We need two more calls.
Two more calls in the next 2 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, please do it for me.
Just two more.
If you're not doing it for KSFR, just do it for me and do it for Robert. And if you don't want to do it for Robert, just
wait,
do it.
Wait, if you're going to appeal to people for me, if they're not ladies and gentlemen. You've got to reach to the hoi polloi society.
So
yes?
Whoever you are and whatever your tastes are, if you like this show, we need just two more calls. One, two. Makes two. Two fingers. It's like two fingers on each hand.
Like Mo Howard pokes the other guys in the eyes with him.
That's exactly right. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at KSFR.org. You can reach me at the email radiocafe@KSFR.org or leave a message at 428-1528. You can also check out my website, SantaFeRadioCafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want.
There's no naughty photos on that. I looked.
Thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. Now, there's only one photo, which is kind of an old photo of moi.
We need to spice you up a little. I've got some ideas. Let's talk about this.
Okay,
over a
we'll
couple
talk about that as soon as we go off the air, especially once we get these two more calls. Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, a wonderful writer and playwright, man about town, film noir expert.
Dog lover, cat
dog
lover.
Dog lover, cat lover, and all kinds of things. And he's here with us just about every Friday. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. Thanks to all the people, all the staff, and all the volunteers of KSFR, all the volunteers in the phone room, all the people who are feeding the volunteers.
Hey, could I just say thank you one more time to Hutton Broadcasting for their very generous contribution of $5,000 to our fund drive?
Which I'm holding in my hand and waving in front of the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
We are very, very pleased and honored and humbled by that generous gift. And two more calls. Did we get our two more calls?
One more call.
We need one more call in the next 15 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're about to sign off. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company. It's Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. Make your donation to KSFR. And we will see you on Monday. We're going to probably be doing this some chunk of next week. The faster you donate, the faster it's over. Hasta la vista.
Ciao.
Ciao.